Okay, so are you available, Ion? Or he's there, but he may not.
We were.
You're not now.
Well, we'll see.
All right. Anybody is welcome to start asking Ion some questions. We have some questions from Roseanne. Are you here, Roseanne? And if you're not, then...
If you're not here, please speak up.
Ion, can fear be looked at as a force field in the way that love is?
No, it's an exception.
It's an exception? You mean it's an emotion?
No, it's an exception.
I wonder what that is. And
it's a negative rather than a positive or something? An emptiness?
Love is a force field. Fear is an exception.
That proves the rule? You got to have an exception to prove the rule?
Not necessarily.
What I wanted to know about that is if fear is inwardly more powerful than love, but outwardly less powerful than love.
Fear builds walls.
So then a force field, I'm looking at that wrong. It should be, I should give it a more bubble spherical mental image maybe than a kind of, wall. I guess I put a force field as a wall in my mind.
So that's what a wall is. Is that you take exception to the group force field, you isolate yourself from it. You try
or
to
deny
basically,
it.
Basically, good. Yeah, that's a better way to embrace it.
Yeah, you're taking exception to the group dynamic, which is a collection of force fields. That's a Rumpelstiltskin.
Hi, I wanted to ask you about a movie. The movie was called As Above, So Below. It was a horror movie about a year ago. They're looking for the Philosopher's Stone. Is the White Stone the same thing as the Philosopher's Stone? Because it kind of sounded the same.
No, it's not. It limits it. They limit it. It's bigger than that.
Yeah, you're asking about the Philosopher's Stone.
Yeah, that was what they were looking for in this movie, As Above, So Below. It's like they go to Paris, and underneath there's all the catacombs, and they're looking for this alchemist grave that had the Philosopher's Stone buried with them or whatever, so...
And you're asking if that's the White Stone, and it is, I'm saying it's definitely not. The Philosopher's Stone has nothing to do with the White Stone, correct, Ion?
That's correct, but Bob, you're missing her point.
And who is this speaking?
Heather.
Okay, Heather, make your point.
Well, I just thought it was kind of an Ionic movie the way it ended, because they were all trapped down there in their... They had to face their worst fears or regrets, so just the ones that survived were the ones that were able to let go or overcome or...
Die right there in the pit.
Yeah.
See, that's where it's not Ionic, Heather. I'm just going to say that. To say it's an Ionic movie, to evoke, esoteric wisdom or whatever levels of value, that's not Ion. Ion is like what he just said. Oh, let them all die. So the movie
didn't go Ionic.
It tried to show them being saved or whatever you're saying happened at the end.
We give a very different definition to a mosh pit.
Oh, what do you say?
No mosh, por favor.
Oh, well, just as a technical point, how many people are, they kind of had an estimate or whatever, how many millions are made up of that in that catacomb? It's like all their skulls. On top of each other, they didn't have
about
any buried
thoughts. About 300,000 to 400,000.
Is this the catacombs in Rome?
Paris.
Gay Paris, Bob. Champs-Élysées. 100.
Right, and when did that happen?
Was it the Black Death that filled it up, or they just ran out of room?
Oh, yeah, Black Death. So yeah, when is this, Ion?
It's still filling. It's still filling.
Well, when did it start?
Yesterday.
Run out of room to bury all the dead.
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking, if you're going to bring and say when did it start and bring in time, then everything is disconnected from the now, and that's just all yesterday. Right, Ion? That's your point. Anything, if you're going to use the false time.
You have to go just from yesterday is all there is, because tomorrow never gets here, and everything else changes. So there's only yesterday and tomorrow.
That's right, and that's all time is, and they don't exist. They're exceptions.
Well, they exist. They're just limited to yesterday and tomorrow.
Yeah, it's all it can be. You get that, Brian?
Yeah, it's like one, two, three, many or something. Like,
No. One or zero. One or zero. Binary code.
Here or not.
Ion. When the River Jordan or the Mississippi River begins to flow opposite from its flow now, will the Platonic Earth or the Earth crust, will it start to merge together or separate?
The River Jordan is not going to reverse, only the Mississippi River. And yes, the tectonic, platonic plates will reposition themselves, which moves Alaska closer to Bob's house.
Who's that guy speaking?
Oh, no, it's Leon.
Oh, Leon, okay.
Ah, it's Leon. Come on, Bob.
Okay. I'm not necessarily the same Bob you all know. So who's the woman who said something after Leon?
This is the Dead Bob Show. It'll be great.
Week before last, I had a very significant, I really don't have any words for it, in a parallel world, a dream experience. It was I know you know what I saw, but it was a symbol of some sort, but it's not anything I can see or really have words for or describe.
There were several. Your big toe going to the looking glass.
That's the only part that went through?
So far.
It's weird because you put your toe into the water, and that's as much as it got into.
Into the looking glass.
Yeah, that's the parallel world experience there.
Well, don't read all that into it, Bob. There's more going on here. You have factions of dimensionality you have to embrace.
So does that explain the beautiful sort of folds in this cloud-like?
Euphoria.
Yes,
euphoria.
It was all euphoria. There's no word.
Right. You couldn't picture it. You couldn't paint it. You couldn't see it. You couldn't take a photograph of it. It wasn't a Kodak moment. It was an emotion, basically.
Mm-hmm. And
well, welcome
know,
to my world.
We
then.
Know. We know.
Welcome to my
it.
World. Who, I caused it? Did I cause it?
Go. No, Bob, you didn't cause it. You inhibited it, Bob. You inhibited it. You messed it up. You made the wet dream dry. Bob makes the wet dream dry every time without fail or exception. So
like Dally.
You kicked into the place where you let go. We've been trying to get you here for a very long time, but now you finally just said, enough, I'm good, and you let go. Ah, sweet release. It's wonderful.
But you let go and only a toe got released?
Only a toe went through the looking glass.
What significance does the looking glass have? What is the meaning of that?
Ask Alice.
Well, you'd have to read Finnegan's Wake on that point, Deb.
Okay.
Now, Alice is all through Finnegan's Wake.
Would you?
Hey, that's what fucked up the Jabberwocky.
But several things came to me. There was cloud, DNA, dimensions, me and me. Can you elaborate or expand on that?
In deities.
They can elaborate, Deb. You got to get more precise. You got to ask a particular about it.
This image, symbol, I don't really know the word to cut this euphoria, the word you used. Is the image that I saw or that experience connected to my DNA, and can you explain how it is?
Yes, we can. It's not connected to your DNA. It resonates with what you know to be your DNA. It basically bumps into the wholeness that is you, which is also represented in your DNA, but it doesn't speak to your DNA because your DNA already spoke to it. It already is. If it clicks with it, it does. If it does not, then you need to change it. If you need to change it, that has to do with your RNA. So as you're rolling along, rolling down the mountain, as you're looking for the stone, and you can see it rolling down the hill that was rolling from Babylon, depending on the kingdoms of this world. you'll come to that place very quickly where it clicks, and that's what you're talking about. You know it, you just got to embrace it now.
Was this a glimpse of the white stone?
That depends on the bias. Usually we say you've already seen the white stone. We say you smear it on your face most days.
Smear what on her face?
The white green.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The white stone. And what's fun is now folks are retching because there's too much white stone in their Renew. It's the most delicious thing we've ever heard, ever, ever. We just giggle. We giggle, giggle, giggle. Our famous Dr. Carolyn Demon, she says, Ion, they're complaining that there's too much white stone in their Renew. And we just giggle like a schoolgirl. We laugh. We say, tell them to return it. Send it back. Send it back. Send it back. Don't keep it, whatever you do. If there's too much white stone in your Renew, by all means, return it. It's no contest. It's a wonderful day.
Are there any aspects of the dimensions that I should consider?
All of them, because the ones that you've considered so far are limiting. Ours are not limiting. Open up the parameters. You don't judge your flowers by where they bloom. Why should you judge your reality by the boundaries that you set forth?
And thank you for the nice festival playlist today.
Yes, isn't that wonderful? We thought you liked that part. They thought that's right. Now, you need a little stuff. You need some nitrogen on your pansies if they're going to do wonderful, by the way.
Hey, okay. Dan, how'd you get the Vestal playlist? What are you referring to?
Well, I've just been in the mood to put on Vestal Goodman Station on Pandora, and today I just wanted to hear it, and I got in order, but then I put it in my mind in my own order. I got some great songs, and I got, what's the order I would put them in? I'm Too Close to Home.
Yummy.
The next one would be Wouldn't Take Anything for My Journey. Right. Wouldn't take nothing from my journey now. The next one I liked was I'm Living in Canaan. I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah, Egypt was once my home. I was a slave. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, my mother always loved Amazing Grace. So then after that, George Jones came on. He does a fabulous job with Amazing Grace.
Yes, with her. It's wonderful, yeah.
And then a real kind of hokey, fun one, but... I forgot who sings this, Lord, Don't Move That Mountain, which is appropriate.
It's what Bob lovingly calls the Gator Band, which is Bill Gaither Trio, but he calls it the Gator Band. Yeah. The Hoppers also do it, and they do a great job with it as well.
I think that might be the one I heard. But if I stepped outside of myself and became a fly on the wall, I would wonder who I was looking at, running around, listening and dancing to Vestal Goodman, but it was great fun.
And how is Ion responsible for this list?
It just all came in a certain order, and I just felt it, and I was having fun with it, and I just knew.
Well, that's you.
Bob, you're a major shareholder in Pandora. We love the Vestal Goodman Station of Pandora. $11.65. You've made tremendous amounts of money from it so far. Why are you bitching or arguing for your limitations, however?
No, I'm not arguing. I'm saying that it's her who did it. Why say Ion did it?
Okay, Rob.
Well, it's a togetherness or a team effort.
It's not the Ion that's speaking that did it. Unless that's creativity.
Oh, right.
Okay, maybe it is the
right.
Ion that spoke. The non-speaking Ion is what you're part of. That's your non-physical is the...
All that esoteric bullshit's wonderful until it comes to Vestal Goodman, and then it's a different conversation, Bob. It's personal then.
Okay. You can have it your way.
Yeah, come on. You got your zippity-zappity, zippity-doo, zappa crap. Why can't we have Vestal Goodman? It's all good, Bob.
Yeah, you can. You can.
For the Walter Winchell Hour update, for all the news that is news across the non-living nation.
Have you got anything to say, Roxy? No. You're breaking up. You got to turn that
warp again.
you're breaking up, right? You got to turn off that download, that 2,000 hour download. Oh, that's electronic. Doing the electronic music. Yeah, I get it.
Yes.
Yes, so ain't got shit on
the butchie, the electron music. Electron slack music.
That the Baudrillard doth flow.
And my brain was so weak, struggling with these representations as ourselves. Like, I wonder if we do this to ourselves, like McLuhan said about technologies.
We adore how she says McLuhan is so wonderful. We love it. Luke Box, Texas. We love it. It's Wailing, Willing, and the
McLuhan
Boys.
Box, Texas.
We think it is adorable. It's precious. It's appropriate. It is correct. We agree wholeheartedly. And we, Wailing, Willing, and Willie, and the Boys concur. It is wonderful.
McLuhan.
Absolutely. Luke Box. Yeah, Luke and Bush.
What's with your Spanish-Mexican town? You can't go McLuhan. You have to go McLuhan. What is that?
I'm not sure. Maybe the German way.
She's talking right. She's talking right, Bob. She's talking right.
Oh, okay.
Right. Don't mess that up, Bob.
All right. Okay, we got Greenbrow. Are you ready to – you got your newsworthy stuff, Greenbrow?
I got it. I'm ready.
Hey, darling, we sure have missed you this week.
Missed you, too. Here I am. I just wanted to talk about this Garner case just a little bit. I wanted to ask Ion if the law tampered with any of the evidence that they presented to sort of sway it their way.
But the DA didn't ask for reckless endangerment in the Eric Garner case.
Apparently, there's a group of folks that are blaming the DA that they didn't ask for a reckless endangerment charge. So if they had brought that up in the initial charges, would the outcome have been different?
Yes, of course, because the grand jury can indict a ham sandwich and find it guilty. So that's not too outstandish.
So the prosecutors left that out intentionally, didn't they?
They had to make a chokehold in order to get the white police officers off the hook.
How did they make a chokehold?
By not asking for reckless endangerment.
And you know what that means, Greenbrow?
That they couldn't take a fuck?
Basically.
No, I don't know. Are you following this, Sandra?
Greenbrow. Well, this means that the state is the prosecutor, right? If it's a district attorney, that means it's not a person with a private opinion going and bringing the charges.
Remember, he didn't ask for it, so the grand jury can only answer what was brought. It wasn't asked,
right.
So they didn't.
So a better question would be, why didn't he ask, maybe?
Well, but then you're going to get why the birds.
Right.
Kind of thing. So it's not about that. It's that the protest comes from the whole spit of we are not in charge and who are you? Or basically, as America says it, and if you notice, Bob says that we've gone rogue Ion with the bad language and the bad irreverence and the whole thing. But the whole world is saying, hey, Ion, fuck it. We're done. We're not listening to your bullshit. We don't give a goddamn what you say, what you think, how it is, what the law says, what you're supposed to think the law says, what the law is supposed to be. We don't give a damn what you say that this is. We don't care what the Supreme Court says. We don't even know who these people's on the Supreme Court. We don't give a shit about them. They're not running our world. They're not running our law. They're not running our deal. The Constitution, no one's using it. You might as well send it to Mexico because nobody's using it. Fuck all that shit. We're going to do whatever the hell we want to do, which is what we're doing now. See, that makes it so much easier, doesn't it?
If they had stopped choking him or stopped putting him in that hold when he originally said he couldn't breathe, would he still be alive today?
No, he was exiting anyway. He was dead waiting
on
his feet to claim the body. Because here's the thing. He comes up with holding your hands up and don't shoot. And it's like, can't breathe. You're going through all the synesthesia. Get it right, Bob. Like synesthesia act. synesthesia emotions. You're going through them all. I can't see, I can't hear, I can't feel, I can't move, I can't live. I'm gone.
But if you can't breathe, you can't talk.
Yeah. I'm choking, I'm choking, I'm choking. Well, if you're able to say that, you aren't.
And so the family, I mean, the family's still going to sue the municipality, and what...
They did already for $75 million, and they'll probably win. Who cares? It's the money.
They'll settle, though, won't they?
48-5.
Okay, so there's a new case in Arizona where an unarmed black gentleman...
Sedona.
Yeah. And there was a struggle. The police officer thought that he was reaching for a pistol in his pocket when he was reaching for a pill bottle.
He thought he was glad to see him.
So why are we hearing about this now? It's just because the media wants to hype
it's
it up
on,
even more?
On, I don't even care. On, you know. It's busy. I'm sorry we're not available right now, but if you'll leave your name and number to brief, and again, thank you for calling. We appreciate your time and energy that it took to engage in this prolific engagement. However delicious. This is what's happening. The world's busy. You hear that? The world's
I
busy.
I do.
The world's busy. Now, sorry, we're being glib and cliche, but the archetype's just too rich.
Is the goal here to distract us from other things that are actually going on, or doesn't
it
really?
Okay, let's say it another way. Is it working?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yummy. Pump up the volume, Los Alamos. Pump up the volume.
Yeah, Los Alamos is one of the major radioactive something going on there.
Y'all finish it. Shh. Don't tell anybody, Bob. Shh.
But we're all fixing to be evaporated, right? Except for on the drops. Maybe I slurred my words there.
We were going to suggest you engage some drops. Maybe
at least
you,
I'm listening
just
to myself,
start,
and I noticed
you're just
I
starting. In, you're just starting in hour three. It's a long night, baby. You just hang on.
Okay, so I want to move on to the metaphysical news. I had a situation happen with the client, and I think this would be a good learning experience for the Ionettes. So I have a client, and I told him over a year ago that he needed to remove a mirror from his bedroom. He understood what I was saying, but he didn't do it until several months later. And at that point, he had already been having some major problems. In addition to the mirror situation, he was taking Ambien for approximately 10 years. And one of the side effects of Ambien is that you sleepwalk and talk and drive and act like you're awake, living a normal life when you're actually asleep.
Brian's been doing this for years.
Oh, is that his problem? God, I always wondered what it was.
Not a problem. That's the way he is.
I would say there was something weird going on with Brian.
You don't know about Brian Greenbaugh? He was one of the first anomalies. When he is interacting with people, he's dreaming. And when he's not interacting with people, he is actually running around doing stuff. He lives totally backwards. This is a fact about Brian.
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay, now go back to your faux Ambien anomaly.
So during one of his sleepwalking episodes, he takes almost an entire bottle of not only the Ambien, but Xanax as well. So he basically ODs.
We call it X-Nax, the breakfast of champions.
Yes. So he goes to the hospital. They pump his stomach. They revive him. He's back. He quits all the pills cold turkey.
You forget about the Narcan. Narcan's what they hit him with, darling.
Okay, I didn't know that. That's
the hospital treatment, right? The Narcon stuff?
You mean the hospital did or the doctor did, and that's why he fucked up?
What's the difference? They hit him with Narcan to revive him. Pumping his stomach wouldn't help with the interaction with the X-Nax. The X-Nax worked different. He got to give the Narcan to hit it.
What's that?
So
that last bit?
He...
Can you see that last bit? Saunders client ODs, almost dies.
Yeah.
From Ambience. All right.
Yeah,
just
right.
Making notes.
Stomach pump ineffective. Narcan revives the patient.
Okay. So he quits the pills cold turkey. He quits Ambien cold turkey. Nobody tells him that the side effect of you're supposed to wean yourself off Ambien slowly.
You want to key yourself. If you when it was that blah, 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 go on key yourself. That's what you want to do.
Right. Because what happens is severe psychosis. You start hearing voices.
Psychosis. You want to ascend, and if you can't ascend, you want to die. If you're not going to come into your place of power, you want to get out of this world. Get out of this world. Goodbye, cruel world. Goodbye. Will there be any stars in my crown? Looking for the stone. Bed goes from the burning bush. Everything else you want to go through, we can start the playlist right now. We can get you right there. Cause that's
hanging out with Bob.
Heavenly hills, the heavenly hills of time. This earthly flesh is but a prison of bars of bones. Oh, my soul. That's what it's all about. When you see it from that aspect, that the carnal flesh binds you. It holds you down into this earthly vessel that's less than your God state. And that's what it's all about, darling. It's just simple when you do it the way we do it.
So he doesn't want to ascend?
Darling, you're helping him on a different level. Let's talk about the mirror. That's the point, isn't it?
Yes, the point is the mirror. So the mirror was a portal.
It still is.
Okay, so he told me that he removed the mirror from the premises. Is that true?
Not at first, but it is now.
The mirror is what started this whole thing. And so now the portals have moved from the mirror to his energy. Is that correct?
Not his energy. See, he's not that strong. Heaven's just a sin away. The Kindles make that all clear.
Okay.
What no, don't say okay. If you know, then good. If you don't know, then you should ask.
Well, I'm just wondering if I got a negative answer because I said the wrong word. If you didn't like the word energy.
No, we would say that. We know your words. I mean, your frivolity is fun with us. We yield. It's all good. That's not the point. The point is that it's a tenacious position of I want it, I don't. I got it, I don't. I need it, I won't. Can't, I don't. And then it goes on and on and on and on. And if you want to call that your suspect energy, you can call it the rain. You can call it anything you want to. That's what it is.
So the portals don't have anything to do with his physical body. That's not the reason why he's hearing voices today.
Hi, Sam Lee. I hear voices somewhere far out calling me. I hear voices calling me. You're fixing to start seeing in your human needs acts all these people that won't necessarily. We can't even get Bob to play this shit. Y'all fixing to start living it. You're going to wake up with Hi, Sam Lee in your head every single day. Think we're playing? Try us a little bit, darling. We'll show you how to milk that in the coconut.
How did the colostrum get in the milk?
How the milk got in the coconut. The colostrum got in the milk because the RNA said that that's what you required. That's the first level of a perfect lysine-based amino acid protein to come into your meat sack body.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Boom goes the dynamite. Shalaka, laka, boom. That's right.
That's enough. We got it. River of Jordan.
People
wonder how we're going to get across the River of Jordan, Ion.
That's the Earl Scruggs River of Jordan. That's not the one we're talking about. We're talking about Ison Lee Trio.
You're on a strike. Work the rule. You will not carry on unless we play Ison Lee.
No, darling. No, that's not our point. No.
Call me darling.
We were, I'll tell you anything I want to. You later. Love you. Miss you. Miss you. You don't have to call me darling, darling. You just call me by my name.
Yeah, yeah. This is Bob to you. I don't know. We're isolated. What are you demanding?
We know. No, we're not demanding. We're making a conversation that just happened to come up. It wasn't a request. We were looking at a position. Look at the Ison Lee song. Ison Lee, look at it. Not you, Bob.
Not me. This is for you, Sandra.
Okay.
We're not sending you somewhere. We're saying stop right there. You're talking about you hear voices. I hear voices calling me.
That's the lyric, Sandra.
Yeah, I understand. I'm just trying to bring this whole point back to the mirror and the portal. So what is it specifically that happened with the mirror that's causing him to hear these voices?
Okay, now I'm making the request, Bob. Ison Lee Trio. Voices calling me.
Yeah, but why don't we just read the lyrics? Sarah, bring up the lyrics and read them. Why do we have to hear the music?
You don't have to. Do it.
Yeah, okay, Sarah. We'll assign Sarah, little Sarah, the job of getting the lyrics when Ian demands them.
I hear voices somewhere far off calling me.
Okay, so the question is this guy descending or ascending with his voices?
Well, it depends. It looks around to see. There's no one, so it must be voices yonder up in glory calling me. It's a transcendence, prompt C.
So it's not a problem, Sandra.
Well, it's up to him. The problem is relegated to, well, it was enough for him to consult her. He doesn't know anything about ascension. So if you're not going to get the lyrics up, Bob, then you
wow,
need to
this
play
is
some.
This is very interesting. We should just play the Ison Lee version.
No, you read the lyrics.
No,
there.
I'm telling you,
hijack your role.
Searching
read
the internet, it is difficult to find Ison Lee's version, Bob. And I said that the whole time. It's just like this
way.
Is not the stone that was shooting out of the mouth.
Yeah,
you have
right.
It's like Amazing Grace, and we've been here 10,000 years. And why doesn't anybody ever talk about that?
So I find stuff that's not Googleable.
Right, but we can do Metal Face Dooms. We can do MF Doom
Foster the people.
It wasn't a musical interlude. It was trying to get her clients to listen to Ison Lee Trio, Voices Calling Me, so they could understand the difference between portal dumb and where he's losing his mind and its subcatatonic state of listlessness, and that's where you connect to.
Sandra, it sounds like you have to not emphasize the mirror as a cause of his downfall, but to get him to reinterpret the glorious thing that's happening.
Ah, fuck him. If he's going to either ascend, he needs to go on and die. That's it much easier and saves everybody a lot of bother and
Sandra,
trouble.
He's too extreme.
So you listen to us. It's not extreme. He's going to get happy or get out. That's what we tell him. We tell him about 2.3 seconds. We ain't got time for your bullshit. You got yourself around here trying to be somebody's damn lover and don't know who you are. You're trying to please somebody else. You don't even know if you're pitching or catching. You run around here like you somebody. You don't have a clue. Shake yourself and find yourself and come into your place of power. Get the fuck out. Really.
That's right. If he were going to transition, he would have already done it during the overdose
no
episode.
You damn Skippy.
So he already made his choice.
You know, running ahead crying me, somebody hand him a tissue to wipe his damn tears. Shake yourself and get on with this thing called living or get out.
I like that, Ion. Shake yourself. That's good.
Because people mess things up, but that's okay. But it's one thing to get in the mire of life, but it's nothing to lay in it. And then
right, and then
you
it's a whole other thing
to wait for someone else to smack you in the face out of it. Here's what happens. You go into the mire of life to help somebody to drag them out of the mire, and you end up in the mire. They get out of it, you get left in it. That's what happens. 100 times out of 100 is you end up in the mire, not them.
That's why there's so much suicide among doctors.
Just saying.
Yeah, me too.
Well, not if one person's in their place of power.
if one is in their place of power, they're going to be quoting more Total Biology, unless I'm going to try to save you. They're going to say, get right or fuck you.
It's like Atreyu telling Artek not to go into the nothingness. That's about all you can do.
Oh, we love Atreyu.
You're
Atreyu is wonderful because everybody needs this dragon thing. What is it, the dog dragon or something?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Loot that guy.
Everybody needs
the dog
dragon.
What's the dog dragon?
He's so pretty.
What's he referring to?
The never-ending story.
Of what? You? Or
that's the dog with the rock rider and the turtle. The turtle is us. We don't know anything.
Oh.
We don't care. We're happy already. He's been around.
You can't go
forever.
Into the nothingness.
We know who you are. Go into the nothingness because it's probably going to get you anyway. So it's okay.
Oh.
It'll be over for you soon. Please. Caution. It's good.
I don't suspect. I will not suspect to the susceptions.
Okay, try to get
we were wondering.
Well, then who's Bob?
No, this is Saunders. We got to get rid of Sarah. She doesn't know how to fucking control herself. She goes Dionysian. We're being Apollonian.
Bob's a bookstore owner.
I'm a bookstore owner.
Bob's the guy that's like, I'm reading this book. You won't like it. It's really, really uninteresting.
She's called Dionysian. He doesn't even know what Dionysian is. And then he's like, she's called Dionysian. He'll say, Bob, that's Dionysian. I don't know. Well, I have to look in the Yates quadrant and see where it's called.
Okay, quick. Talk, Sandra, before I unmute Ion.
So if it wasn't for the mirror and if it wasn't for the Ambien, he wouldn't be hearing voices today.
I doubt that. Don't fucking focus on the mirror.
The mirror at all. It was the frame.
Oh. Boy, Bill is really experiencing a Mercury retrograde at the studio, isn't he?
No. This is normal fare. You just haven't been here for a couple weeks.
It was 1 week.
Okay, you missed it. Did you listen to last week's archive in any form?
Yes. Yes,
well, you
I
know
did.
That we saw Ion leave JW and float around, the hologram of simulation of JW float around the cold fusion factory. You heard us talk about it, right?
No, I only listened to the first 3 hours.
Ion, through Skype, demonstrated us how they are not coming through JW, that they can talk separate as a simulation, as a hologram, as something that floated around for an hour and a half in the factory.
It's like Tupac.
Well, he died, didn't he?
The Tupac hologram. No, he comes back as hologram.
Oh, yeah. It was a hologram. Even though Ion doesn't like that word, he separated himself from the sleeping JW, who then, later, we said, what did you do? He says, I went around and got a lot done. He thinks he went around and did stuff, and I guess he did. But Ion was not using his body to speak.
Well, that's not new. He's always been able to do that.
Right, but we saw
he just hasn't talked about it before.
You believe what Ion says? We need visual. We're seeing his believing. We had to see it.
He only gauges his knowingness by the biases that he can't assimilate.
So he hasn't had any traveling experiences with Ion because he has too many waking experiences.
That's
so he doesn't require them or want them.
That was the problem with cosmic awareness.
All right, right on. I think I'm done.
No,
Wayne. Party on, Garth.
You sure you don't have another? I don't think. What did we learn from Garner, and what did we learn from your client?
Okay, we learned from Garner that his family is going to get $48.5 million in a settlement.
That's what he's going to be offered, and whether or not he accepts it, that's the family. That's another conversation.
Well, that's a hell of a lot more than what they have right now. So, I would say yes. I mean, they don't want to go through a trial. Trials take too many years. They want to call their Oasis hotline and get their settlement financed.
And if they lose their case, they don't have to pay the money back. Yeah.
Exactly. It's a win-win.
Yeah, but they only get 10 cents on the dollar.
And the client, it was not the mirror, it was the frame.
It was the frame. The frame was the problem. I knew it looked creepy.
The frame was the portal.
The frame was the portal. Damn.
You wouldn't have to go through all that shit if you could just get the Isom Lee trio playing voices calling me, you'd understand it all. There wouldn't be any contest or any question list in the whole thing. And yet, instead, we spend the rest of the night not doing anything except not playing the Ice and Lee Trio, playing Voices Calling Me. Amazing.
You guys should rebel. You guys should say, Ion, you're not going to tell us anything substantial because it'll get Bob assassinated. So I'm just going to play around for 5 hours. Well, what, you know, you guys should protest Ion's distraction methodology.
You need a designated DJ for this show to play what Ion demands when he demands it, because obviously it's not working with you.
He even sends it every single week. He, Ion, us, we send it every single week. It's in his inbox every single week. And that's why there's so many songs he can't find it, because Bill reloads it every single week. And so it repeats itself over and over and over.
Well, Bill knows it. He can reload. He doesn't need the fucking thing. He just reloads.
You're
Bill.
Exactly right. You're exactly right. Again.
I don't have to get it.
Well, every week. It's all. It's,
I mean,
like,
Ion.
So over and over and over. It's beautiful. We love it.
This could be resolved, Ion. Just send him an email before we get on the show with the playlist.
We did.
He did that.
The one email with all of the playlists and all of the links to all the songs.
In order. We did.
And you can't find the one fucking email? God, Bob, you're hopeless.
No. He didn't. He's lying.
No,
his voice is calling me. Oh, yeah, there it is. There's the link.
It came in about...
We should go into the Labyrinth of Mind section again. Are you still here, Brian? Did we go back to talking McLuhan? No.
Absolutely. He liked it, but McLuhan, it's great.
Hey, I would like to have Ion address Pamela. She sends in hundreds of emails every week from Australia, I think, and we ignore them completely forever, for a year or two now. But she does make the most posts. If I mute everybody, Ion, I'm going to ask some questions for her. Oh, wait a minute. I want to thank... Sandra, I'm calling you Sandra from now on. Sandra, thank you for your news development, the Looking for the Now. Thank you for the section.
Thank you all.
And hope you hang around a little more and contribute your treasury of wisdom about other issues.
I'll do my best.
I know you're under constraints. You have a family.
There are no constraints. Fire them all. Divorce them. Run them all. Shoot them.
Divorce your constraints.
Have them removed.
So you can join in the chaos of this show.
If you need help, we can do this for you. Smoking is our specialty.
I will make my request in a little while. Thank you.
Okay, so Pamela says this week, where am I moving to, Ion?
Morgantown, West Virginia.
Okay. Next point, she says, here's something funny. I just walked inside the house and my husband was doing the ironing naked. LOL, what a trooper. So that's right when we were talking about Theo being naked or Trudeau. And then she goes, there's even more learning going on with the interweb. She's responding to what we were talking about back then. And then she says, Ion, does the EMP come before or after the mass gore, in quotes, mass gore? Maybe I said there was mass gore.
Before. It comes before what you're calling the mass gore.
All right. Then she says, retract that last question for some reason, but we answered it. Then she says, Babylon has fallen, reference Kate of Gaia. You've heard of Kate of Gaia, right, Carol? Isn't that some web personality? Babylon has fallen. Do you agree with that, Ion?
It's falling, but yes.
Okay. She says, the fraud of the legal name. You go to losethename.com. So is there fraudulence in having a name?
I know. That's just bullshit. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay. She asks, does it reform its shape? Probably responding to something we were talking about. Maybe you know. Does it reform its shape?
It's constantly morphing. You won't recognize it the next time.
I think that she's talking about how we're born and the illusion of being born. Because she says, but their mothers certainly remember being mutilated in the hospital.
basically, yeah.
Shannon asks, is everything energy?
It's 8-11. Yes, it is.
Isn't that essentialism, saying it's one thing where it's a...
An existentialist view.
Is that immanence versus the essence?
Existentialism. Okay, yeah.
Existential. All right.
It's an ism because you're applying it to a status, not to a state. Status, not to a state.
When are we applying? We're applying the schema, essence versus immanence?
That's where she's laying it out, yeah.
Okay. Is the tabernacle a schematic of the brain?
No. Any more than Akasha has all the answers.
Okay. Jean says, I fell off a pony when I was 7 years old and have had back problems ever since. This summer I fell off a horse for only the second time in my life, and my back is much better and stronger than it was before. It was like I corrected my physical body alignment.
The body's making reparations, yes.
All right, so we will go to Roseanne's questions. She says, the current police brutality happening in the United States, is this targeted towards certain individuals to instill fear amongst the masses, or is this just part of the illusion for those little men to being into their universe?
We caused all this, what you call civil unrest. It's always been this way. Actually, it used to be worse than this. We're just bringing the pinpoint spotlight onto it so you won't notice the global shift and changes that we're doing with the economic market while Bob collects all the silver and gold, silver and gold.
Yes.
Bob collects it, so you're all looking at who's getting hoodooed in Ferguson and New York and all the other places, all over the places, all over the places, so you're not noticing that Bob's shorting the market and it's fixing to go tumble, 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 tumble like Jeff and Jill off the hill. Don't know what to spill. The longs are short. Call the puts. Let's see what will end up with the bill.
So this, we're coming up to the witching hour. Bob's market crash at 6:14. Well, note that.
Shh. Bob, don't tell them. You're so obvious with things. You just beat everything. Don't be telling them. They
that's how we stop it. If I say it, it won't happen.
You're not. Don't be talking smack. You talk shit all the time. You shouldn't be talking shit. Tranquilo, tranquilo, tranquilo. It's okay.
I got it. Okay, Ginny Townsend, author of The Cities of the Light, is coming. It's being channeled that Cities of Light will appear in Sedona this Christmas. Do you agree with that? Can you shed some...
Yawn.
Oh, that's a yawn. Okay, you got that, Roseanne. And then, was Dr. Joanna Budwig's cure for cancer approach to science valid?
No, it was too invasive. It was too much. It didn't work because it was too much. It was overkill. It would be effective if you say chemotherapy is effective. It's where you kill everything. And if you can live through the chemotherapy, then you can live. Okay, that's fine. But it doesn't embrace the point that you could have that as a perfect cell and survive. So the answer is no.
Okay. Is the new painting by Sheila called In the Garden, can you please shed some understanding on these aspects? Why was the lamb chosen for its blood being perfect?
It wasn't. It just was perfect. When you fell, when you separated yourself from your power, you had to find a perfect implement, and the only thing that was perfect at that moment was a perfect lamb. The lamb, the best lamb, the first lamb, the lamb that was slain, the lamb that was slain. And then you go into a whole lot of other metaphorical challenges and references. But it's all about the place to hide the perfect DNA. So when you came back to your place of power, you'd remember. And the reason you remember is because we told you all through fucking history that's where it is.
Is the RNA the key to perfect blood as the lamb?
Yes, it is.
Okay. In addition to taking the drops, is chlorophyll such as wheatgrass another way to purify the blood to becoming being perfect?
Okay, you're going to have to ask a better way.
In addition to taking the drops, is chlorophyll such as wheatgrass another way to purify the blood to being perfect? Well, you can't purify the blood other way.
No, that's right. You can't. It's not about purifying the blood. If you're going to use chlorophyll, we say take all your blood out of your body and have it spun out. You can have some, we keep going to say necrosis, but it's not necrosis. That's what it calls. You need some, oh, what's the magic word? What's the magic word? It's a magic word. Paresis. You need some paresis.
Paresis, okay.
And once you get paresis, it'll spin all your blood out, and then you can run it through wheatgrass, and then you'll be okay.
Next question. The pearl-like food on the tree of life, shaped like the pearl symbolizing the hypothalamus, can we say this is the lysine in the RNA drops we are currently ingesting?
No.
Yeah, what is its significance for the river flowing in separate rivers?
It doesn't flow in separate rivers. It flows from its essence in four different directions.
Okay. In your narration explaining Sheila's painting, you also mentioned that the tree of life, that we humans are the trunk searching our way to ascension, though he roots the roots of the earth and the branches that branch out to heaven, and the sword being the gateway to get us back to God. Can you shed more light on the sword of how this is assisting humans with the tree of life?
The tree of life lays out you. It's where you lay your genealogy so you can find your way back to God, back to your place where you were in your place of power. It's a metaphorical reference of this branches going down to one trunk, going into one tap, going into one root from whence you came. It's a constant reminder, just like the blood of the lamb that reminds you, just like the cross that you hang around your neck with the rings and the arms and chromosome 14. It's the only chromosome that has the cross. Every bit of this reminds you back to how you get back to your place as God. Over and over and over in every dynamic, in every religion, in every canonic Buddhist reference comes right back to putting you back into your place as a deist would have you as gods.
All right. If a person isn't verbal, can they still manifest through intentions?
We went through this. No.
Okay. The blood of the lamb, cleansing the blood foods to clean the blood, the powers in the blood, and give strength all day and every day. The blood is the key to ascension. Will those on RNA drops be able to share the perfect blood with someone with Ebola from a distance?
Well, that's what's happening now, but maybe.
Maybe. Or would the ascended person need to give their own blood through transfusion?
Well, no, but that's what's happening so far. The ascended blood is what saved the firstlings already.
So people are trying to do it through distance.
No, they are doing it. The ones that have been successful are doing that now.
Through the distance, they get the blood. You can affect people with Ebola from a distance.
No, if they have RNA in their system and they share their blood with folks with Ebola, those are the ones that recover. That's what's been working so far.
All right. Can the blood in animals be perfected? And is their blood important as in humans?
Yes, it can.
The heirs, the locks to the key. Ion being the heirs, where is this place in the universe? Will Ion go home when humans and the earth become ascended?
Exodus 6:21.
Lava flowing in the Big Island in Hawaii. Is carbon being released from the lava to create hydrogen for the new oxygen? She doesn't understand. It's not new oxygen. It's a diminished oxygen. There's a lot of messy thinking, Roseanne. You got to look at your questions, retype them. I mean, what is this? Lava flowing in the Big Island of Hawaii. That's the topic. Is carbon being released from the lava to create hydrogen for the new oxygen? Does hydrogen require oxygen, Ion?
No.
So it's not being created from the lava for the new oxygen. No. How would she restate that? The lava is creating hydrogen to get rid of oxygen. Wouldn't that be the way to say it? Carbon is being released from the lava to have put hydrogen
to replace it.
To replace it. And, Roseanne, you should have known that if you've been listening for a year or two. Humans merging with their non-physical. Will humans eventually become Ion?
You are already us. That's why we are.
All right. Sperm in the egg. Why does only one sperm make it to the egg? What's up with this? Is this a magnetic charge in action?
It's the law of depleting inertia. Once ovum is fertilized, that's it.
Okay. If there are more than seven layers to the heart, including the pericardial, why is this layer becoming thicker, as Ion said?
Heart of the matter is the matter of the heart.
Turmeric, adding pepper to enhance the benefits, 1,000-fold due to the piperne, or piperne or something. Does turmeric also clean the blood?
No, turmeric enhances the blood flow.
How does turmeric help with individual ascension?
Turmeric, it doesn't.
It doesn't, just helps the blood flow. Qi energy, does walking barefoot on the earth help balance out the qi?
No, it does ground you, which affects the qi, but doesn't help qi.
Ion says that the qi is going away and why it's important to get grounded. What is replacing the qi?
Polaric kinetic energy.
I will leave someone else to ask what that is. Generation 111 of the drops. The significance of generation 111, is there any?
Yes.
What elaborations are we not considering in the significance?
Didn't say.
Didn't say. Going back to Ruth's conversation with Ian on the subject of not being noticed in public, what happens at this moment? Does a person become etheric being lighter in gravity? When someone is in a crowd but not being noticed, is that due to the person being ascended? So first question, what happens at the moment the subject is not noticed in public? Does a person become etheric being lighter in gravity? Does a person become an etheric being lighter in gravity when they are not noticed?
Etheric, we don't know you mean what you mean because it's not literal. Etheric is not literal, so etheric would have nothing to do with lightness or darkness or heaviness or density of gravity or polaric mass. It's nonsensical to us, so either redefine it or the answer is no.
Okay, when someone is in a crowd but not being noticed, is that due to the person being ascended?
No.
When talking to the angels, is triangulation required for the outcome?
Depends on the question, but no.
Okay. Sound, higher vibrational frequency. Tom Kenyon's new movie called Song of the New Earth. Can we talk about the Hathors and their influence on Tom Kenyon? Hathors are a singing group, right?
Are you saying Hathors or are you trying to say Gaithers?
No, no, H-A-T-H-O-R-S. I remember seeing that title, Hathors. Is his music, Tom Kenyon, the sound of the universe to help raise the vibrational frequency of the earth?
No.
Are the humpback whales coming through his voice, Tom Kenyon's voice?
No.
What place are the humpback whales, who are right here in our bay, serving here on earth?
Do you know isometric?
Yes. They provide isometric
space.
Tension. They're an isometric tension.
Space. Isometric space.
You mean when you do those muscle exercises, aren't they called isometrics?
Yes, but that's not the context that we mean.
So whatever isometric could mean, look it up, is what they're part of. Are they part of mediacology, or is mediacology just a human affair? This is my question.
Synesthesia is better.
They are part of synesthesia, or mediacology is part of synesthesia?
They are part of synesthesia.
Dogs that have skin problems, will they benefit from magnesium and RNA drops?
Yes.
Boron, is this part of the ascension process?
You'll see.
You mentioned that boron is not from this world.
It is not.
Okay, well, that's a good bunch of questions. You can review them, Roseanne, and fine-tune them or ask again.
Are you trying to say she got 11 cents worth?
I think she got a lot out of that.
I am. Factors we're not considering in our perception? You say everything is recalling. Acoustic is the only real thing. What are the factors that make us then see this, if seeing is not real? what's the purpose
of seeing? The boundaries of echoing space, the acoustic variables of space, is the distance between reality and the one you see or know.
Did you get that, Roxy?
Yes, but I really don't understand what he means.
Well, what did he say? What did you hear?
Poquito español, por favor.
Oh, you're talking Bob's language. Channeling Bob. What did I say, Roxy?
To speak only a little Spanish, not so.
So that was Spanish. Okay.
Yes.
Well, that means he's giving you permission to speak Spanish.
Okay. If what we hear is the only truth, why would we see? That's,
that's synesthesia. You don't want to just hear. You got to play with it. You got to create variety, so you pretend you're hearing by seeing. How's that, Ian? Does that explain that?
Not bad. It's actually to the point. Good, Bob.
All right, there. There you go, Roxy.
It's a moment of clarity. You better mark the time on that one.
Yeah, I did. Bob gets it right.
No, but Bob can't hear me now that the rain is gone.
Are we developing a more synesthetic perception, which will be real?
Well, yeah, because all perceptions are that until they are real. But then they're not perceptions, because if they're not a real perception, they won't last. Then they're fleeting. But then it's just a concept. So once the concept becomes part of your reality, then it would be real, and it would be, as you say, a representation of a synesthetic relationship between you and you.
The thing with, for example, being born or the illusion of transitioning, everybody is perceiving that. Is that like a type of program we're recalling? I don't understand how perception functions.
It doesn't. That's the point. Perception is the bias that you use to gauge where you want to be, not where you are. You're perceived here, but where you are has nothing to do with that. That perception is what you gauge whether or not you're successful or not against where you were. It doesn't even include where you are now, because even that perception is perceived. So it becomes a laudable conclusion that you either embrace or you don't embrace until you get there. That's where the phrase comes from, fake it till you make it, because your perception allows you that grandiose position.
What are the factors we have to consider to get rid of these representations of ourselves in different ages?
Your biases. Get rid of your biases and your limitations. Stop arguing for your limitations and there won't be any. And those drafts that you're having constantly to avoid getting a chill from will always elude you.
You're talking about your room there and the drafts. Did you hear that?
Yes. When we get rid of this bias, then there is no more uterus and really not more this illusion of people being born.
Yes, but you don't have to worry about that. That'll take care of itself.
Okay.
What about your cat?
My what?
Cato.
Gato? My gat?
Si.
Is that French for cake?
No. Yes, but in Spanish means cat. Gato.
Cat.
Gato.
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't have a cat, as far as I know.
Oh?
Oh, you got a cat there?
No.
Name it Mephistopheles.
Mephistopheles, that's the devil.
Yeah, maybe in a parallel world, I have a cat.
No, it's coming.
Okay.
Okay, so Roxana is arguing and confused about her perceptual faculties, and you're saying, Ian, perception is a major stumbling block.
And relative.
And relative. How do people perceive that they were not born?
How did they get their mother to perceive they didn't give birth? Is that required? Did the mother actually give birth, but in the bigger scheme of things, they didn't? Like, how would you help people understand the fact that they were never born?
First of all, we'd say, prove to me you were. And they'd have to use someone else's perception and bias to describe it, so it would nullify itself. You were there, supposedly, but yet you don't recall and don't know any detail about it. There might even be digital images of it, but even as it's happening or occurring, but that's suspect and introspect to you, connecting to you regarding it. So it becomes quite nebulous when you start trying to ramify by the proof that you are, rather than us trying to demystify the reality that you are not.
It's an argument about reality, and no one emphasizes the other view, that you can't prove you were born. It's always relying on the person proving you're born, but you're relying on another person. So that's not 100% proof, Ion says.
But can't you prove somebody else is born? What are these beings that we see around us that we've seen born, and then we see them grow? Are they just illusions that we're making up?
We don't know. That's what we're asking you, and you can't seem to tell us.
Okay.
Because what they are then is not what they are now, so what were they then if they're not that now? But if that's not who they were, you named them to give them a name of that they are, but that's not who they are now, that's who they are. Then they decide what they are when they are grown, if they are what they are. So we're in the dark like you. Describe it. Just convince us and you win.
You see, everything is like a recording being replayed. And everything is just recalling.
Except when you're talking about the Chuck Wagon Gang, the Isomie Trio, the best and greatest works of Vestal Goodman, and the up-and-coming things from Dottie Rambo. Those are not recordings. Those are not that at all, because we can't seem to get them played, ever. So they are an anomaly that we can't have, so they're not that. So everything else is just sort of not.
What is memory?
Not knowing. Memory is not knowing.
I can't wrap my brain.
Yes, it is. Memory is not knowing. You have to remember something. You got to re-put it back together. If you got it together, you don't.
Okay.
If you put a puzzle back together, you put the pieces back together, you can't if it's already put together. Right?
So...
Okay.
The thing is,
it's not so. That's either a yes or no. If it's already put together, you don't re-put it back together. You don't remember a body that's not distortedly separated from itself. You don't have to reanimate an item that's already together.
We were ascended, and we have to recall this state to be back there.
If it were that easy, you'd already do it. If it were that simple, you'd already arrived. If it was that easy, you'd already be done. But if it's not, then you got to come back around it another way. So another way is you embrace it, you find it, or you fit into that niche, the cog of that wheel. And the wheel, Ezekiel talked about a wheel with those four faces and those driving lamb derivatives that lead you somewhere. But we're not trying to even tell you that. That's a whole other conversation. We're not even trying to tell you that. There's no soft and easy with even all that. And just kind of take it easy from the standpoint of you coming back to your place, that you have that capacity or proclivity might be in itself enough. And you begin from there.
You said that we are actually crossing the river. What would be the factors to do that crossing now, or what are we waiting for?
We have no idea. That's Bob. It's ridiculous to us, too. I don't know how we're going to get you across the River Jordan. We can't even get the song played, so, you know, we don't know.
Yeah, damn right. You no fucking song played. Oh, what was that? It was...
I hear that you believe. Voice be stronger up in glory. Calling me, yes, calling me.
Calling me.
Voice is joy to see.
Calling me.
Simply calling me.
Voice is an app of someone calling me. One of these days or other. Raising it up tonight,
what
is glory land? Soon I'll spread my wings wide, in my friend's love goodbye.
To be forced with love and glory, calling me, yes, calling me.
Calling me.
Voice is yours to see.
Calling me.
Simply calling me.
Voice is an app of somewhere calling me.
Isn't that awesome? All right, let's play it again.
No, save it till next week. It'll be wonderful.
Why did you play? Like how he starts.
Ion, is there anything you would like to share about all the wheel quotes you gave us last week?
How amazing is that you didn't get them.
What's that?
You mean we didn't understand them? We didn't get them, we didn't understand them, overlay them?
Apparently.
Kevin, you had no clue. You made a nice inventory, but we didn't get fuck all from it.
It seemed like the quotes were, like at the beginning, they really talked a lot about chariot wheels. And then as you got more into the Ezekiel quotes, it kind of went into, like, describing the wheels of in heaven and the wheels of God's throne and all this imagery of wheels with cherubim.
If you noticed last week when we were playing our interview with the hologram of J.W., Ion showed this axle with wheels on each end. It was just sitting there in the factory, and he started spinning it. And Carol thought, oh, is that the Ezekiel wheels meaning Coldplay? And Ion said, no. But he actually rotated and played with this metallic apparatus for a while. That's what he was echoing off of, the meaning of that thing that he was showing us, which I think Ion just manifested. I don't think it was part of the factory.
It was like a gigantic dreidel, is that the word?
Or a dumbbell that one would lift in weightlifting with flat ends, not big round ends, but just flat,
yeah.
A flat dumbbell.
Yeah.
It was sort of like that. But it could have been the turning wheel on a factory apparatus.
I do remember that.
Wheels on fire, rolling down.
Oh, yeah, then we played Wheels on Fire. So we do not know what a wheel refers to when Ion's talking about it.
Well, at the end of all those quotes, he went in and kind of talked about Ecclesiastes 12:6 again. Ion, like at the end of all those quotes, you said you just wanted to make sure that we understood Ecclesiastes 12:6.
What does that say, Kevin?
There's something there about a wheel breaking over the cistern.
It kind of looked like a cistern that Ion was showing us, Carol. Even though I don't know what a cistern is, it sounds like what you're showing us.
I think they're referring to a well.
Bob, we love
a well,
Bob's inferences. It's about the thing Bob's trying to describe. He doesn't know what it is, but it's what he tries to describe it as.
Yeah, I rely on synesthesia. What I'm trying to describe is not what it looks like.
You haven't thought it through,
my,
Bob.
Yeah, I haven't thought it through. This whole ion thing, I have not thought through.
I made a mistake this morning.
I got caught with my hands in a cookie jar. And Carol sort of started to chew me out, and I said, I hadn't thought it through.
So,
the first time I used that as an alibi.
So then Bob is suffering from what we call late intelligence.
Yes. But synesthesia, that explains why I am, Carol. I look at something, it's not what everybody else sees. I'm synesthesia on it.
Are you? Yeah.
And since synesthesia is the ground base of our life, Kevin, that's why I'm more perceptive than anybody else. I accept and relax and allow my synesthesia. You guys fight it.
You definitely have different visual biases, Bob.
Okay, so find out what the wheel is. You try it.
Well, I just always have these images of, you know, we keep talking about going over the River Jordan and how Elijah seeing the wheels in the sky. And I'm just trying to make a connection there.
Well, see, you've just listed the problem. Now make your question. You didn't even made the connection. You got to have a question to make the connection. You haven't asked a question.
Ion, is there a connection between Elijah crossing over the River Jordan and the wheels that he's seen in the sky?
Yes.
Did Elijah create those wheels in the sky?
Ezekiel did. Although we love Elijah, too, by the way. But now you're going to get in a different pretext.
I think I'm messing up two Bible quotes.
We're delighted that you are, because you're going to drag us all the way to Isaiah. And we're so excited, because then you're going to get to the bloodletting. And the bloodletting is so wonderful, because then you're going to find out how the temple was mounted and what the temple was mounted on and why the Ark of the Covenant sat on a specific mount that was from the bones, the dust of Elijah. Yes. We think it's delightful how you have meticulously drug us down the primrose path to destruction.
In the Ezekiel quotes, they keep talking about one wheel upon the earth, and it has living creatures in it, or it is by the living creatures, and when the wheel rises off the earth, the living creatures go with it.
Yeah, I know. It's alive. Yeah, I see. It's alive.
So there's a connection between the eye cell and the wheel.
The color of the terrible crystal. That's Bob. It's Ezekiel 1:22.
Ezekiel 1:22. I know that one.
Yeah, he knows that. Definitely knows the whole Bible.
My favorite number, 120. Not my favorite number. It's top.
It's a number.
Yeah.
It's some ridiculous one. From two is not. Not from nine is 11. 11 is 44. And 28 is good. 99 is 40. That was 8:122. There you go. See it, don't you?
Yeah.
That works.
Is the terrible crystal the color of a barrel? I'm not saying that correct.
We know. Ask Bob.
Yeah, ask me.
Bob, what's the color of the terrible crystal?
Amber, I think. Right, Carol? Amber?
I forget.
Yeah, it's amber. Like in Fringe. Remember Fringe? The amber stuff covered over a big part of one of the worlds? You didn't see Fringe, right, Kevin?
I skipped through a lot of episodes.
Yeah, like the way you skip through the Bible. You're like a weekend. You're an INN weekender version.
He's a weekend warrior. He watched 15 minutes of Lost, Bob. He got the whole series.
Yeah, Kevin does the McDonald quickie version.
There goes Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin, the 20-hour show.
Now.
Kevin hears like 30 minutes of music and maybe an hour and a half of content in the 16-hour show. That's Kevin. He's done. And then he starts posting his discoveries on Dupes and confuses everybody. I mean, we believe. Do you actually believe that those were the quotes that I had said? Everybody accepted the list that Kevin did. Kevin just got his sister to go pop around and get some fucking quotes and send it to him. Evan's a weekender, Ionette.
I do what I can, Bob. I do what I can.
Yeah, I know, but you don't can very much. You're very limited bar for yourself. Yeah, you're basically, when I get 5 minutes. All right, Kevin, did you listen to the show this week? When I get 5 minutes, that's you.
If I could study all the time, I would, Bob.
I know, but you know you're going to be damn sure you'll never get the time to do that, right?
Ah.
Slaving,
fucking failing to win the lottery, all these things, so you can't have to do that and live up to your word.
Yeah, yeah. Just hold on to my limitations as much as possible.
Or at the very least, argue for them anyway.
There you go.
Yeah. Look, even quote Ion. I mean, you just made up a cliche from Ion. Your language is very limited.
Well, I got some other questions.
Okay, go.
Ion, I live by Mount Meru in Africa.
Bullshit, you do. You're fucking KGB. We know that. So, you know, don't try to hide anything from us, okay? Mount Meru. That's LaRouche, right? Mount LaRouche?
Mount Meru. Okay. Was Mount Meru the one that I live by stated in the Hindu and Jain religious texts?
No.
I had a crazy, crazy dream one night where I seen myself in a 15 by 20 digital LED screen. I was in some kind of public place. It looked like I was doing some kind of advertisement on the screen. And so I just watched it a while, and I was just wondering, is that a real screen in this world somewhere?
Okay, do it again.
Well, I was having a dream, or whatever you call it, another world experience, and I was sitting in front of a large LED screen, kind of like a digital screen you'd see somewhere, like a Megatron screen. And I see myself, and it looked like I was doing some kind of, like, speech or, like, some kind of... So I took it as, like, an advertisement. And it seemed like it was animated. I was just wondering if that existed in this world, or is it, does it exist in another world?
It's on this world.
It's in this world.
Mm-hmm. It's a representation of this world.
It's a representation of this world? Does that exist in my reality, or was that just a representation that I created?
Well, your reality is based on what you accept and what you don't. So if you do, then it is. If you don't, then it isn't.
Well, I guess I'm just wondering if I traveled somewhere while I was sleeping and just visited it to experience it, or is it something that I just made up and thought while I was resting?
Tell us the difference. There's no difference either way. Both is.
Am I stated in the Bible anywhere?
Yes.
Could you tell me what part?
Jonah 2:3.
Can you tell me what I'm truly interested in?
Coitus.
Okay.
Ian, would you define coitus as a type of perception?
No, intercoursing.
It cannot be coitus rich in, by perceiving, for example. For example, listening to music or...
I will coitus music.
If you're into it, maybe, but that's not coitus.
What's the difference between coitus and sex? You've said there is a difference.
One gets you there and the other one gets you off.
What's the there we want to get to?
Climax.
Getting off is not a climax?
Getting off is getting you up to it is not quite.
Sex is getting you up to it.
Mm-hmm.
But the type of perception we are developing in an ascended state will have more coitus, like real
sex?
Coitus. Than...
We have real sex? Are you saying real sex?
You got to dance with that just a little bit.